Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow. And that means nothing from last summer will fit. And we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
All right, so we are actually on location this week in New York. A few reasons why we're here, but obviously Catherine and Kristen are here, and then we also have Alan.
Hello.
Appropriate Alan is here.
I would like everyone to do a word count, the words they can get from Alan this episode that they can understand.
Oh.
Because I feel like so many people are like, use captions. When I try to put captions on stories, the captions don't understand Alan.
My husband doesn't either.
You'd have to go through and listen and like edit them yourself.
Oh, you can do that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Or you can learn proper English if you want.
Learn.
Wow. Burn. Alan's feisty. Okay, it's fine.
Today.
I'm just checking everyone's temperature here in New York.
Out of all the friends, you understand me the best, I think.
Oh, do I?
Yeah, I think
okay,
so.
Good.
Sarah has not a clue.
No, Sarah does.
Sweet Sarah.
She just looks at me.
Yeah.
she just blinks a lot. That's how you know.
Blink twice.
So we came to New York for another podcast, but we also are coming to New York because me and the girls are going wedding dress shopping today.
Yay!
Question for you girls. Did you show your fiancés dresses?
No.
No.
I did.
Already?
No.
We haven't dress shopped yet.
I know. What? We looked at options of what, you know, because I also want to walk down the aisle to something that he addressed that he I wouldn't show him the one, right?
Okay.
The one that I picked.
Okay,
but there was about, do you like this style? Do you like that style? Now, I'm not saying I would, if he said he wanted the big ball gown, that would have been tough because I don't really love that style. But if that's something he would have loved, then I would have maybe considered it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yes. But I disagree.
Okay.
Okay.
And this is why I love you. Go.
Yeah, I just don't care respectfully what you like because you like me. So you're marrying me and my taste. And I can't wait to wear what I want to wear to walk to you. And so that's all done. That feels fair.
Okay.
Right? Too simple?
No. Clear.
I wouldn't want you to have. Alrighty.
Very clear.
Did you see a moment of silence for Preston after I said that? I just feel like you're so stunning. Anything you wear is going to be magical.
Yeah. I mean, thank you. But I just also want, I don't know, I want him to have the vision of what he also would like coming down to.
I think he's more interested in what that would look like without the dress. And I think he scored it and he feels great about his choice. And so we keep on rocking.
I think both can be true.
Oh. Thank you, Catherine.
I do.
Right down the middle. Kit Kat.
Which is not usually me, but I'm going to go down the middle on this one. I can see both for sure. I think that he does have fashion and he does have an opinion, whereas like my husband doesn't.
Right.
No fashion or have an opinion.
Oh, and I'm not saying right.
But
like
yeah,
that, like that he doesn't
like,
have
so
fashion.
So I probably wouldn't have even, you know, it's true. But like, I don't know, I hear what you're saying. Having said that, did you like what he how he answered.
Good question. So, and I'm thinking about this now too, going, okay, why did I really do that? And I think you're right. Like, Alan, you have great fashion, obviously more fashion sense than I do when it comes to, you know, what I wear. But I think for the dress situation is I genuinely don't care. I don't know if that, like, how do I say this? And it's not because I've walked down the aisle before, which I hate saying because I want this to be the only time that I did. But I don't, like, when it comes to even with our house, I'd be like, do you like this? Because mm-hmm. I don't know what I like, to be honest with you. I don't know. I don't have opinion because I don't know what interior design is supposed to look like. So I just trust the people that are doing it. And then I'll go to you guys and go, hey guys, does this look good or no? Mm-hmm. Which is why I really wanted you girls here. Because I guess I don't have a strong enough opinion one way or the other. So I really wanted to lean on his opinion and now y'all's opinion because I don't know what looks good. I don't.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I wouldn't either.
Yeah, I think you're right, Justin. I think I'm so attracted to her that she could come down the aisle and whatever.
Well, she's going to be stunning.
Of course. And there's also the part of it that you know roughly what I would like and dislike.
For the wedding dress, though, I would have not a clue. Not a clue.
I think we could get, I think I can help gauge it.
Well, I mean, I did. So this is goes back to Catherine's question is I was actually surprised with what he did end up picking. You're more on the traditional side.
That's what my guess would be.
Yeah.
And so now I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, it is definitely more traditional where I lean more on the opposite side of it.
Yeah, but it's still, it's traditional, but it's still elegant and nice and it's like fashion-y.
Right.
Like you're not coming, she's not coming down the aisle like Queen Elizabeth.
Right.
With the big bald.
Right, right.
Thing.
There's well, just maybe you covered I up a little bit. Special mm. place for that too.
But with that, girls.
Uh-oh. There's a certain look you get when I
know.
Feel a friendly fire.
Will you guys be my matron of honor?
Oh, what are you doing? You don't do that. You're not supposed to do that when we're recording.
Catherine's not crying because she's already been one before. So
I wouldn't cry anyway. But
I didn't even know you were saying this.
Oh, you guys have too much Botox for this. I'm not a pretty crier. It looks like a medical emergency. I'm fine. Everyone stand down. Everyone. They're like, oh, we've got, there's something happening in the glass doors.
I can't with you. Yes, of course.
Thank
would
you.
Love to.
So, do I get to make a speech?
Yes.
Catherine, you are not
no,
getting
no,
out of
she
it.
She can do it.
I mean.
We can make a collaboration.
You can do them. You don't want me
every
to.
Every other sentence. Yeah. It'll be so awesome.
If we both have to do it though, I have to go first. I don't follow her.
Okay.
Because okay. you're good, I'm not.
Kristen, no. is that a yes? Or?
Oh my gosh, yes. I'm just like so overwhelmed. I didn't know what was going to happen. I thought it was going to be an ambush about something with dress.
I knew that was coming.
Did we take our dress? Oh, did you already know?
I mean, I knew that when you said that, yeah, I figured it out. And then I also knew that this was going to happen.
Well, at least we all know our roles. Do we get to pick our dress? Because that's important too.
Yes, 1,000%. Okay, where would
can you pick mine? Because yes. I don't know what
wear
looks
whatever
good.
You want. I don't care. Like,
oh,
I just,
shoot,
like,
that's
literally
pressure.
Whatever no. you want.
No, will you pick it?
We'll
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
well, you gotta,
it's just you two. Like,
I'm
we can
just,
have
like,
breakfast in
happening.
Scotland.
Of course we can. We have breakfast everywhere. I love everyone so much. I'm so overwhelmed and I'm hot. I got really hot. Oh, you guys. Okay. For those of you that
I'm
don't
so
know, this is my first time standing next to Jana.
Oh my God.
Well, it does. It matters. You didn't stand next to me either time. I mean, let's just kick it real for a second. I think I'm a good luck charm.
Okay. You are. Okay. So now that we've handled that, let's move on to some pop culture. We have pop culture, and then we also have, I have two topics I really want to discuss with you that involve Alan. So I want
like
to bring, where's it? No, it's not wedding related.
We're matrons.
We're matrons. I know. I was like, it's like mate, but like you guys are married, so it's a matron. So
matron.
It's a matron.
Yeah, we should make it like a M-A-T-E, matron, because that's like, right?
Get
does
it?
That feel good? That feels like I collaborated our worlds.
Yeah, great.
Sweet. Okay.
So which should we start first with? The topic with Alan or pop culture?
Mm.
Pop culture.
Okay.
That feels good.
Yes, let's do it. Let's start with that one. All right. So we're going to start with Cyrus Family Feud. So a source says that Tish stole husband Dominic from her daughter, Noah. I'm going to repeat that. Tish, the mom, stole husband Dominic from her daughter, Noah. So here's kind of the backstory. There's a new twist in the Cyrus family drama. While fans recently zeroed in on a possible rift between Miley and her father, Billy Ray, after she neglected to thank him while accepting her first Grammys last month, that's interesting, a source tells Us Weekly there's lingering bad blood between Tish Cyrus and her youngest daughter, Noah, and it all boils down to a fight over Tish's new husband Dominic Purcell. On Call Her Daddy, Tish shared the fairy tale origin story of her romance. She'd had a longtime crush on the actor who she'd watched on Prison Break with her two elder daughters, Brandy and Miley. She even joked that Purcell had been her hall pass throughout her 28-year marriage to ex-husband Billy Ray. It's another little side topic I want to talk about. Tish added that Purcell had sent her a friendly DM, very Allen style, on Instagram back in 2016, but she missed it at the time and decided to send him a message in 2022, shortly after filing for divorce from Billy Ray. That's interesting. But the source says that Noah was romantically involved with him first. Mm. Noah was seeing, so her daughter was seeing Dominic, her now husband, when Tish started pursuing him, who claims that Tish was aware of the situation. So, okay, there's a lot to unpack here.
There's also, we need a whiteboard and org chart.
Yes.
Things get a little murky.
So, well, first of all, Dominic, he was interested in Noah. So he's 54. Noah's 24. That's a 30-year age gap.
Yeah, I wonder where the code has gone.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
has the code gone for all of us?
I mean, there's a code for friends. Surely there's a code for a mom and a daughter.
He's DM'd a married woman to begin with, Dominic, hasn't he?
Oh.
Truth, yeah.
Which is the first thing.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, they're married.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. that kind of shows his then character.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that was obviously before him and Noah, right?
Yeah.
So then he just went down the family tree?
Yeah.
So, like, they just happened to all be, like, obsessed with him, and he was obsessed with them. Like, I don't know. It's weird.
So...
Is Tish the ex-wife of Billy Ray?
Yeah.
Dominic's got zero respect for Billy Ray and any...
Well, zero respect at all, I guess, right? Given that he would DM a married woman?
Absolutely, yeah.
Romantically involved with a daughter?
Yeah.
That's a lot from you guys.
Can we just talk about the mom's part of this, though? That's where I'm stuck.
Go for it.
I have no words. I mean, I understand that 24 and 54 is a huge gap, but if my daughter has been with a man, there's no way.
How
do you even think about that? I don't know.
Like, to me, it's like, oh, God took that one off the list. Okay. Yeah. Guess I don't love him anymore.
There went my hall pass because my daughter just hooked up with him.
Yeah, because now my daughter knows what her stepdad's looks like.
Nope.
Weird. Mm-hmm. That's weird.
This is all very...
Mm-hmm. Pass the gravy? Like, what does Thanksgiving even look like?
It doesn't. That's the problem.
Awkward.
But also, if I was Tish, and I'm not... We don't know the ins and outs of all of it. Wow. We're just reading from the one sheet.
We could have used any other words there. The ins and outs.
But thank you, Kristen. Yes. I mean, I would go, okay, if someone can be interested in a 24-year-old, that's not my guy.
That's also the 24-year-old I gave birth to.
Yeah.
Yeah. The age difference to me just is the least of the worries.
Yeah. Strange.
And all of this.
But why then, where's Billy Ray come in? Because I'm confused.
Well, I don't think we figured out what's up with Billy Ray and Miley, though. Through this, we're just seeing the other side, Tish and Noah's issue, but we're not, have we figured out the Miley and Billy Ray issue?
No.
Or is there an issue? I don't know.
There's a tissue.
Do you guys have a hall pass in your marriage?
No.
No. Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
I'm sensing from the tension on the other side of the
table.
Oh,
no. No, I'm just saying. I don't even think it's a funny thing to even joke about.
I don't either.
I don't either.
Because I mean, obviously there's that movie Hall Pass, which is a very funny, hilarious movie. But I remember us watching it and going, who would you like or a Hall Pass or whatever. But I still don't even think I think a Hall Pass, even in just joking, I don't even think is like funny.
No.
I think you can find someone attractive and like know that the other person like thinks that this actress or this actor is attractive, but yeah. the idea behind a hall pass takes it to another level that I don't.
We
think
also
is very
don't
respectful.
Even do that though.
I mean, I don't honestly, I couldn't even think of hours right now, but like if he said that like that actress was attractive, that wouldn't bother me. But if he said that's my hall pass, that's just a different.
It feels
that's just different. Yeah.
I'm
very
more
different.
Likely to say a girl is prettier than Preston is to say that girl's pretty. Like an
yeah,
actress.
Well, same.
Like I'm like, gosh, she's beautiful. He wouldn't, I'm right. more likely to say that than he is about right. an actress.
Yeah. What's your take on it as a guy's perspective on that?
I don't agree with it. You're not in a marriage to think, okay, I've got to get out to go and regardless of who it is or how famous they are or how attractive they are, I don't think it should ever be a discussion.
I agree.
Agreed.
Concur.
And yeah, I just don't think, I mean, again, I just could never imagine obviously dating a Jolie's ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, that's where I'm stuck.
This is crazy.
But
sorry, I don't usually get that opinionated, but that feels nuts to me. That's one thing where I'm like, this is weird. I wouldn't even date a guy you dated.
No.
Yeah, the whole situation's just wrong. Just wrong.
It's wrong.
Sorry.
But she's married to him now, y'all.
Yeah. Well,
again. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They got married.
They got married.
Just keeps getting better.
That's why Kristen said Thanksgiving's interesting now.
Yeah.
She's not going.
They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly, vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy, like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Meanwhile, okay, well now we're going to go on to a topic with Alan. So I want to talk about this because I find it leads into two topics.
There's a lot of paperwork.
I know. I have a lot of paperwork. I'm putting it down. Okay. So it goes into the mom guilt versus dad guilt. Okay. Mm. So when we were on vacation in Mexico, I got a DM from someone, but she didn't mean to send the DM to me. So she was sharing my story to a friend. And I've gotten to a point now where, again, I don't even want to name that one terrible page. I don't care. I don't read it. It literally does not bother me. What does bother me, though, when it comes to my mothering, right? I do have a little defense over that still. It's my last thing to let go of. Her comment was, I wonder if she regrets having Roman. She's never with the baby. Now, this is our first.
You're always with your baby.
This is our first getaway, right? We're in Mexico. I'm trying to get back sooner, right? To get back to the baby. And then I get another one when, another comment saying, when do you ever see your baby? When I was taking Jolie and Jace to Chicago for that one day. And the day before I did something with Jolie to go to Dallas. And then I just knew it. I knew if I looked in my DMs, I would get a comment about us being here in New York. Even though I came for one night, two days to work and to, you know, obviously go look at a wedding dress too. But it was, who's with the baby? Why are you never with him? And it's like,
who's with your baby? Well, you're DMing my best friend. Get offline.
It goes to the thing where I don't think a man would ever get DMs about why they are working or why they aren't with the baby. I also think it frustrates me because there's always, for example, I'm leaving to go do a movie. And I already have guilt that I might have to go because it's a 3-week movie. In my mind, I'm like, all right, logistically trying to piece all this together. He's got to, you know, do his work in Chicago. I have to do, you know, I've got the kids and we're trying to piece all this stuff in. And I go, okay, I might have a few days where I can't, because I don't have a nanny. I have someone that can help me when we do things like this. But besides that, we don't have daycare and we don't have a full-time nanny. We have someone that is very flexible with our hours when we have stuff like this, or if we want to take a 3-day. And my mom came in for that. So when it comes to the movie, like when I used to have a nanny, the nanny would come with me and the baby the entire time. Well, that's just not what we have right now. So my first thing is, the guilt that I already feel that I might go at least 5 days without seeing Roman when I go film. And I also have to work. So it's like, I already have enough guilt that I don't need the guilt from other women that are now DMing me on social media. Where's the baby? Why is the baby with you? Do you regret having, like, how could you, someone honestly ask me if I regret having Roman? It pissed me off. And it also just made me sad for other women that, and I think, would I want to just be a stay-at-home mom? I like working. I really do. I'm trying to find the balance, but I don't know. It frustrates me when it comes to the whole, like, no one says anything to the dads.
So I have two things to say on that.
Okay.
One, no, they don't say anything to the dads. Let's go back to that. Two, other working moms that go to an office 40 hours a week. You're there however many hours a week, and then you go on these. I guarantee you the time that they're away is more than the time that you're. I guarantee you that time is more. It's just, for whatever reason, they see you posting it because they don't necessarily travel away from their kid. I think they see that differently for whatever reason, or they're just trying to find a reason to, you know, get under your skin. Mm-hmm. But that's my thing. It's like working parents are away. I was away way more when I worked in an office away from my kids and I traveled for work. I left Ramsey when you were on Dancing with the Stars, like every other week, and went into an office 40 hours a week. So I can promise you, I left Ramsey when she was that age more than you have left Roman, but you're under the microscope. You're the one that they're going to attack on that. But they still probably won't attack a man either way. But I just think that that's the difference.
I feel sorry for people that care this much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you're not a neglectful mom. I mean, that's in real life, we see what people see. So I think there's a certain level of celebrity where there's a disconnect between what is real and what is on Instagram. Yours is very cohesive to me. And I'm not just saying that. I mean, it's true. So you're a good mom. you're always with your kids. I mean, you're with your kids so much that like we, I mean, we're all so momming that we're like, hey, can we, I mean, we're excited today. Kat and I went to a diner to get a cup of coffee just because we were like excited that we could do that, you know? So I think I just feel sad for people that continue to have, I'm so consumed in my own life in a good way. I feel so fulfilled in my own life that I can't get skeptical of other people's lives right now because I don't have the time for that and I don't have the capacity. So maybe we just need to feel sorry for people that can't take that moment and find their own joy. Okay. Like that makes me, it's sad to me. They're neglecting something while they're watching you.
Yeah.
Whether it's themselves, their family, their dog. Go walk your dog.
Yeah, I need to be careful with this because I've got such a harsh opinion with stuff like this because I cannot understand why, and this goes back to your last point. First of all, how has she got time in her life to spend it and to comment negatively on what you're doing or in your life? I mean, it's because no one is interested or no one gives a shit about her life. So therefore they have to seek attention from somewhere else. So it's pathetic. Okay, and I don't know why you let pathetic people get under your skin. I really don't. There's no, why should you be interested in the opinion of some donut woman sitting in a house somewhere?
Because I actually have mom guilt when I do leave. That is why it affects me. So I don't care about, yeah, it hits, because I'm like, I don't care what people think about me. They think I'm annoying, think I'm stupid, like crazy, whatever. I don't care because I know my truth in that. And I know my truth in being a great mom, and I have guilt that when I am away, like I don't like being, and I just, again, our, you know, Roman's only, he's 4 months now. And so I still have that guilt being away that maybe I shouldn't be going away. Having said that, I loved our Chicago trip. I know we need to have one-on-one time with Jolie and Jace. I know that I need to have one-on-one time with the kids. I know that I need to work and provide and pay child support and do everything and, you know, uphold the house and everything. So I know I have to do all that stuff. I just think it's for moms, we have a harder time with that guilt of being away.
Yeah, I understand that because you grow this little thing in your stomach for 9 months and there's an attachment there that no man will ever understand. But this is not about you having to question who you are as a mother. This is about allowing others' opinions to affect you. Mothers are naturally going to get more guilt with that.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally. You don't need to heighten that guilt by allowing the opinion of some irrelevant woman who lives in Wisconsin somewhere about your life. Because if she could trade your life and her life, she would do it in 2 seconds. And there's also the fact that when you go away for 2 or 3 days, we go back to the baby and you're refreshed and you're more present and you can parent better because you're now in a better... You've now, these people will be on a grind and a rat race of... And they'll get to the point where they'll implode and become shit parents at some point because they don't have these breaks. So I don't know why when other people can go and get breaks and refresh their mind and then go back to their kids that they have an opinion that's just...
But also it's not when you say breaks, you're like, yeah, we had that one vacation. I think all parents should have that moment to, if they, you know, to have a second to have a break. But like when it comes to the movie, I won't get any breaks mm-hmm. and I'm going to make sure. So I already feel that stress of, okay, I got to make sure I see Roman enough while I'm working and then have him come on set. And then during my breaks, I see him. And so, cause we put that pressure on ourselves.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up because we've talked about this
yeah.
when you did this with the other kids
yeah.
and how hard on you it actually is because yeah. not just putting that pressure on you, but like you're trying to memorize lines when you're not actually on camera and you're literally, but your top priority is seeing your children.
Yeah.
And it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's our priority and it's what we do, but also you need permission. You need to know that it's okay for you to focus on what you're working on at that moment so that when you get back, you can be a better mom. Mm-hmm. When you can, I mean, like some people are cut out to be a stay-at-home mom. Some aren't. I tried it. I wasn't cut out for it, but I'm better working and then coming home. I'm better having a break from the kids, AKA having a break while I'm working and coming back. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are better being home with their kids 99% of the time.
Hold up.
They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. So we have a new member in our family.
Guys, what else is happening? Is this a big reveal day?
Why are you mentioning this?
Why am I mentioning this?
Yeah.
Because for a few reasons, this goes... I think this is a very relationship thing to bring up, and also something that us women also need to hear too, because it was a awakening for me.
It was an awakening?
It was. It was very enlightening what happened. Okay. So how long ago was this?
That actually arrived?
Yeah.
Or
has anyone
2 weeks.
Has anyone noticed anything different in our garage?
I don't think I've gone through the garage the last couple of times.
We did that one time, sure did not look at anything.
Well, it was right there in the middle of the garage, the garage.
I didn't see anything.
So my longtime listeners of Wind Down will know that I've had this discussion before about a motorcycle.
Oh, boy. My God, you did not.
So, I would have noticed.
A long time ago, we had this discussion about my former person wanted a motorcycle, and I was very against. Absolutely not. It is dangerous. I don't like them. It is something that it was just a flat out, there was no discussion. It was a no. So about a few months ago, Alan brought up the fact that he's always wanted a motorcycle, right? Is that kind of,
yeah,
I don't want to misspeak.
I have, but I've never been allowed to have one because in professional football, you can't legally have one.
Wonder
as
why.
As a player.
Because it's dangerous.
Yes. Fair. So
they've deemed it dangerous enough
that it's
you're not
illegal.
Allowed.
Okay, just keep going. Oh, sorry, I thought you said.
I did say illegal, but it's actually not.
Okay. Well, we're going to go with that.
It's against the rules.
It's against the rules.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So
rules are there for
when he said that, I took the biggest swallow because, again, I'm trying to do things different in this relationship. It is not about always what I want. There needs to be conversations, and I cannot control because I know at the end of the day, the control doesn't do anything but affect a relationship, and people are going to do what they're going to want to do regardless. You can have an opinion, And from there, it's up to the person to make their own choices and decisions. And
absolutely.
So, right, is kind of how I approached it. I want to.
You were open to opinion and thoughts, but and ultimately it was my decision.
And that's what I said to him. I was like, I don't love the fact of you. I was like, we have a family. It's I don't not trust you. I don't trust other drivers. I think statistically they're dangerous. I think, you know, and I laid out everything I thought of them. I don't like them. But if it's something that you really need for you to have your moment, your time, then you're going to, then, you know, do what you think is best in that situation.
And he said, sorry, I can't hear you. I was doing a wheelie. What did you say?
Well, ultimately this thing is, it's more of a, I'll use it for maybe 30, 40 minutes on a Saturday morning or a Sunday morning on the country roads. I'll never go on a freeway. It will never be a daily thing. It'll just be, okay, feeling a bit stressed, feeling whatever, I'll go out on the bike for 30 minutes just to escape. Not that I need to escape anything.
they took that.
Well, like I don't want to go and play golf because it takes 5 hours to go on a golf course.
Safer.
Yeah.
5 hours of solid safety.
Yeah, but if I can just take the
30 minutes, take the of bike defying.
30 minutes on the country roads, where I think the limits are like 40 or 50 miles an hour. Anyway, I've promised that I'll never go on a freeway, but it's just something that I wanted to. I'm used to having sports cars and stuff. I don't want one, but I thought, you know what? At this point now, where I'm not playing anymore. Always fancied a bike for a leisurely social outing with myself on the country roads.
Are you going to ride on the back?
And I'm gonna get one. So, babe, I'm sorry, but I know we...
Well, In pulled a motorcycle into the garage a couple weeks. Maybe, no, actually it was...
2 weeks ago.
Had he told you what he...
I don't even have my license yet. So
he doesn't even know how to drive it.
I don't even... You're stalled again.
You're just staring at it.
I've stalled it 28 times in the garage.
Okay. Okay. So, did y'all discuss the fact that you decided you were getting it?
No.
Okay. So, it just showed up.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Okay. And you don't know how to ride it and you don't have a license. No. Cool.
But the only way I can get a license is if I ride it and get it.
True. Fair. Wow. Do you get a permit? Is that how that works? Like a teenager?
Well, you can ride it in your private neighborhood.
Okay.
For practice.
Everyone should.
But can we just, so when we were discussing this last night, he goes, can we just not air, can we not talk about the motorcycle? And I go, well, why? He goes, go ahead.
Because my cousin had a...
No, because my mom. He said because my mom.
Cousin or mom? Yeah,
my cousin, my mom's niece.
He goes, I don't want my mom to know.
No, I do. I would never lie to my mom. My mom will find out.
Right, but yeah.
I wanted to tell her and not her find out on a podcast. Fair.
Uh-huh. Well, you've got about...
Because she's,
she's
had a bad experience in the past.
And I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, what happened?
Yeah, it was bad. My cousin was seriously injured and her husband died.
Oh.
But they were like, he was like a motorbike guy every day. He didn't have a car. He just used his motorbike every day. So the percentages and chances of something like that happen are significantly increased.
Okay.
I'm using it differently. I'm not saying it's not dangerous.
Especially because you don't know how to ride it.
He'll get there.
Do you have training wheels? Do we do like a...
Yeah, I'll have to go and do a course. It'll be months before I get my license. So I'll have to go and do courses and all that type of stuff.
Well, I do have to say that I'm very proud of you, Jana.
Thank you.
For letting him make that decision.
My pride for you is not diminished by the fact that Alan still went ahead and did it, and I don't like it.
Oh.
I don't like it. I don't like it because I like you, and I like you alive, and I don't want you on a country road or a highway.
Country road.
Or downtown or anywhere on a motorbike.
Can we not tell my husband?
So Preston would say no.
This is some sort of motorcycle game that you guys are making.
Oh, Nick would do it.
You guys have just started a bowling team.
Me, Nick,
it would be
Preston
that.
And Josh.
A Saturday on a country road by myself.
Preston's
the wind
the
in my non-hair, you know, like.
But it made me think, and this was the topic that I really wanted to circle around too, with the point of it, is when it came, I was like, I'm jealous. of that because I want to be able to have the freedom to do something like that, where I think too much of consequences or circumstances or, oh, I don't want to spend the money, or it's like he's doing something for himself.
Mm-hmm.
When do we ever do something for ourselves that we want or that we get that we want?
I just talked to her about this on the plane. Mm-hmm. I was like, I am, when do I have joy, real joy, that doesn't come with like anything in the background going, what if this happened?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can memorize every Dateline episode I've ever heard. I can even read a headline. It's banked. Like, you shouldn't drink out of that cup. What if it's broken? And you saw it. Like, it's like psychopathic, tiny, tiny chances, little ratios.
But not even like on the death-defying thing. Like, I just remember looking at it going, and I got a little internally sad because it was just, and he's like, I'm sorry. I'm like, no, it has actually nothing to do with you. This has nothing to do about, I was like, I hate the fact that I don't feel, and not because you don't make me feel that way. I make myself feel like I can't do anything for myself,
mm-hmm.
or I can't buy something for myself that I want. And I don't even know what I would want.
Right.
You know, because I'm just so like, what does everybody else want?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like.
Correct. And I just can't relax enough, I think, to enjoy. Like, I just, maybe it's postpartum for right now. Like, I can't really just get to a level where I'm like, I'm having the time of my life. Who's with me? The wind's in my hair. I'm on the back road, the country road.
If there was something I could think of, I would do it.
Yeah.
Nick's more like you, where he wishes that he could. There's lots of things he can think of, but like he thinks about the money or this or that.
Yeah.
And da-da. But if there was something that I wanted like that, I'd probably do it.
I'm excited for you. And I was excited. I'm still scared of it. I don't love it.
Yeah.
When you learn how to drive it, I would like to go on the back of it. I think it'd be fun.
No.
No?
No.
Ooh, well, this is interesting.
No.
Because then if something does happen, both of us are in trouble.
True. Oh. Probably both of y'all shouldn't be at the same time.
All right. That's true. Catherine, Kristen's like, correct.
It's like when you get the pilot's license and everybody goes in the plane. Like, it's a little...
Okay. We're as we leave on a plane today.
It's the both same of us. Idea.
All right.
I'm not driving the plane.
No, the small
fine.
One, pilot's license.
Yeah.
Not a big one.
All right. Well, I love you guys. Let's go pick out a wedding dress. What do you guys say?
Let's do it.
I am just so excited.
Matron.
Start working on your speech.
Oh, oh God.
Ting.
Bye.
Bye.
Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with real Japanese matcha, perfect for hot or cold brewing. Matcha is rich in vitamin C, catechins, EG, CGs, and L-theanine. Enjoy a delicious matcha latte or smoothie with this convenient green tea powder made from Japan's treasured matcha, finely milled from high-quality green tea leaves. Get 25% off all matcha love products on Itoan using code JANA. That's code JANA at itoen.com. Available on Amazon and itoen.com. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good. What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.